You're tuned to Radio Student on 89.3 MHz FM stereo. We wish you clear sound and sharp picture.
Eksperimentalni film Čerkaski in Sejto. Prejšnji teden je v slovenski kinoteki potekala že tradicionalna jesenska filmska šola. Potem, ko je bila predlani posvečena sodobnemu fenomenu televizijskih serij, lani nemalokrat spregledani zgodni komediji Ernsta Lubiča, je bila tema letošnje filmske šole sodobni eksperimentalni film. Zvrstili so se zanimivi sklopi kratkih eksperimentalnih filmov, tako domačih kot tujih avtorjev. Videli smo filme različnih formatov, od Super 8 preko 16 do 35 in tudi video. Med ustvarjalci, ki so predstavili svoje filme, ste bila tudi Peter Čerkaski in Dajči Sejto, ki sta mednarodno uveljavljena avtorja na področju sodobnega avantgardnega filma. V nadaljevanju oddaje bosta avtorja razložila svoje poglede o njunem avtorskem ustvarjanju, o poziciji eksperimentalnega filma v filmski umetnosti in umetnosti nasploh, o glasbi, ki jo uporabljata v svojih filmih. Lahko bi rekli, da je zgodovina eksperimentalnega oziroma avantgardnega filma dolga kot zgodovina same kinematografije. Spomnimo se le Potovanja na Luno Georgea Milleja leta 1902. Zgodnje eksperimentalne filme so snemali tudi v nadrealističnem krogu. Govorimo o slavnem filmu Le Retour à l'horizon, Mana Raja iz začetka 20. let, filmih Marcela Duchampa, Luisa Buñuela in drugih. V času svetovnih vojn se je pojavilo več uporniških filmskih gibanj, žensko perspektivo je zastopala na primer ameriška avtorica Maya Deren s slavnim filmom Meshes of the Afternoon iz leta 1943. V povojnem času se pojavila struja umetnikov, bitnikov, ki so zavračali materializem povojne Amerike in snemali nizkoproračunske eksperimentalne filme. V 60-ih je v Združenih državah prišlo do razcveta v ustvarjanju eksperimentalnih filmov. Pri ustvarjanju so različne tehnike vključevale fizične manipulacije filmskega traku. Tega so praskali, barvali, mečkali. Nemalokrat so iz ekonomskih razlogov uporabljali star filmski trak, kar je ponovno pripomoglo k ustvarjanju drugačnih podob. Njihove teme so pogosto naslavljale vprašanja rase, seksualnosti, drog, socialnih prisil, s čimer so hoteli izvati kulturne spremembe in doseči popolno umetniško svobodo. Pri ustvarjanju so tudi spreuvračali metode, ki so bile uveljavljene v popularni kinematografiji. Kultna figura tega obdobja je Kenneth Anger in njegov slavni film Scorpio Rising, eksperimentalne filme sta snemala tudi Yoko Ono in Andy Warhol. Od konca 60-ih do začetka 80-ih se je v Združenih državah Amerike uveljavil tako imenovani strukturalni film. Pri avtorjih te smeri je forma navdala vsebino, kar pomeni, da je vizualna podoba pomenila samo vsebino. Na tak način se je eksperimentalni film nekoliko bolj približal drugim oblikam umetnosti, sliki, skulpturi, fotografiji. Pomemben predstavnik te smeri je Kanačan Michael Snow. Njegovo slavno delo je film Wavelength iz leta 1967, ki je na ravni forme pomembno determiniralo naslednje desetletje produkcije eksperimentalnega filma v ZDA. Pri eksperimentalnem filmu moramo vedeti, da je ves čas šlo za neke vrste komunikacijo med ustvarjalci različnih smeri in držav. Tako je evropski avantgardni film pogosto vplival na razvoj ameriškega. Pri razvoju omenjenega strukturalnega filma je pomembno vlogo odigrala evropska avantgarda, ki je snemala neke vrste sajn poezijo. Pomemben del evropske eksperimentalne filmske tradicije pa je tudi avstrijska avantgarda s Petrom Kubelko in Kurtom Kernom. Peter Črkaski je eden mlajših predstavnikov avstrijskega avantgardnega filma. Filme je začel ustvarjati v zgodnjih 80-ih letih in jih ustvarja še danes. Tako imenovani mož brez kamere je znan po svoji specifični tehniki, saj njegovi filmi nastajajo izključno v temnici. Pri delu uporablja že obstoječi filmski material in iz tega ustvarja svoje filmske mojstrovine. Črkaski je razložil svojo tehniko.
The technique itself is absolutely low tech. It's so basic that it's close to unbelievable. I take unexposed raw footage, like a cameraman would use it or a still photographer would use it. And on top of that unexposed footage, I lay exposed footage, regular film material, films. So if I throw light onto that sandwich of two films, unexposed and exposed film, if I throw light onto that sandwich, the film image which is above the unexposed footage is being copied. It leaves a trace, like a negative, so to speak. So that's the basic technical information about how I create my films.
You're known for your darkroom films. Can you explain difference? What actually this means, that your films are darkroom films?
My darkroom films are darkroom films because I create my films in the darkroom, mm-hmm. which means I work with found footage. I use films made by somebody else, mainly regular Hollywood narrative films, which I dissect, cut up, and make handmade copies of those films. You can think of moving collages, maybe. And the trick by copying is that I copy frame by frame, and not only frame by frame, but tiny little parts of the single frames. So when I say collaging, I mean that within one single frame, a frame is a single film image, within one single frame you get to see something like up to five, or in the case of my film Dreamwork, up to even seven different layers of images collaged into one single film frame. That's the basic of my so-called darkroom films. Again, because it was made in the darkroom without a camera.
V slovenski kinoteki je pokazal dva sklopa filmov. Prvega nekoliko bolj poetičnega, ali kot sam pravi, erotičnega, filmi kot so Parallel Space, Interview, Dreamwork, Outer Space. V drugem sklopu smo lahko videli nekoliko bolj komične filme, ki so nastajali iz neuporabljenega materiala za televizijske reklame, to je njegov zadnji film Coming Attractions ali film, ki je nastal iz obrabljenega traku filma The Good, The Bad and The Ugly Sergio Leona z imenom Instructions for the Light and the Sound Machine. Drugemu sklopu filmov je sledilo predavanje, v katerem je Črkaski na primeru filma Instructions for the Light and Sound Machine razložil način svojega dela. Pri tem se je izkazalo, da je film zelo konceptualen in v resnici narativno naravnan. Podobe v filmih komunicirajo tako z junakom filma The Good, The Bad and The Ugly Sergio Leona, hkrati pa so podobe svojevrsten poklon analogni filmski umetnosti. Zanimalo nas je, kakšen je njegov odnos do digitalne oziroma video umetnosti.
What do you think, is it also possible to make equivalent art with digital cinema as with analog.
Yeah, if you make experimental work with moving images, and if you are bound to explore the limitations of your medium, digital artwork can, of course, create something completely equivalent to what we do in analog cinema. It's just a completely different medium. It's a materiality is something completely different. So you have completely different limitations, you have completely different possibilities, you have a completely different working process. So whatever the result is and will be, will differ completely from what could be or should be or has been done in the field of analog cinema. Mm-hmm. But of course, I like digital art forms. It shouldn't be mixed up. The problem is, which we are facing right now, that the digital moving images are replacing analog cinema. Analog cinema is being destroyed because it's based on an industry, and we have to follow the decisions made by industry and not by art.
V nadaljevanju je Čerkaski razložil, kakšno je razmerje eksperimentalnega filma do narativnega filma.
Well, if you draw a comparison to other arts forms, you might say that regular narrative cinema could be compared to prose, to a novel, to written literature, where you have a story, you have recognizable acting people inside that story and inside a narrative cinema. What is called experimental film, a notion which I dislike a little bit, or avant-garde film, you might compare to what's being seen in a gallery when you see a painted image, or if we stick with the idea of written language, it could be compared with poetry, like a poem. And let's say a more or less experimental poem, which has a certain kind of story to tell, but it's difficult to find it, and it plays with words, it plays with syntax, it plays with rhythm. It is based on that idea of exploring certain rhythms within language, and in the case of avant-garde filmmaking, it plays with certain forms of structuring a given visual set, which can be reminiscent of a gedicht, of a poem.
Čerkaski je razložil tudi, kako razume svoje delo z filozofskega stališča.
Well, basically all of my films, ever since I started filmmaking 30 years ago, are a form or the representative form of meta-cinema. It's always about cinema and the medium itself. Like if you think about Urlaub's film, the very first film which we have seen here, which is based on refilming a certain sequence. We have 1 minute of film, given 1 minute of film, and I refilm the projection of that minute. And then I take the refilmed result, project it, and refilm it a second time. And then I take that refilmed minute, project it, and refilm it a third time. And it goes on and on and on, so we get what we call generations, step by step, the refilming. Every new step is a new generation, and we see 12 generations. Not all of them are in the film, but it's condensed to 10 minutes. So we see, in the end, a completely abstract picture which shows us the 12th generation of that very first minute which we saw at the beginning of the film. So also that is about, also that early work is about the concept of what is the difference between reality and what the camera, the filming camera, does with reality. The gap between reality and the filmic representation of that reality is radicalized through 12 steps, 12 generations. So the film takes on his own life, so to speak. In the end, we have a complete abstract picture. Reality is lost, is gone, but we see film as film. And that's the subject of my main concern in my artwork, for 30 years by now.
Eksperimentalni filmi imajo globoko navezo z glasbo. Avtori teh filmov pogosto uporabljajo tudi nekonvencionalne oziroma eksperimentalne glasbene forme. Čerkaski je razložil, kakšno glasbo uporablja v svojih filmih.
The electronic music which I used for my early mainly Super 8 films derived from what is called musique concrète. Musique concrète was invented by Pierre Schaeffer or developed by Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry in the late 1940s, early 1950s in Paris, and was taken up by young composers at that time who started to use the computer as well for the music, for creation of music. But originally it comes from musique concrète, which means for the first time in the history of music and composition, real sounds taken from reality with a microphone were used within music. Tape recorders, and records, the regular records, and stuff like that. There's one composer called Luc Ferrari, who died a few years ago, who especially went on in the tradition of musique concrète, and he also was merging that concrete sounds, so to speak, with electronical devices like computer. So I got into musique concrète, starting with the early compositions by Pierre Henry and Pierre Schaeffer, and continued to follow what is being done, especially in Paris. So musique concrète is mainly based in Paris, and so I fell in love with that kind of music, and since I have no anxiety of coming close to digital and computer created art, as well as, so no reason why not to use that kind of music. But I stopped doing that as well when I switched over from Super 8 to 35 millimeter mainly. During my last works, I collaborated with a German composer, music composer, music soundtrack creator, Dirk Schäfer. He also uses the computer, but he also uses real sounds. So this is something which connects his work with the work of a filmmaker who picks up bits and pieces from reality with his camera, as does Dirk Schäfer with his microphone, using real sounds, mixing it and modulating it with musical sounds generated by the computer.
Absolument.
Drugi posebni gost letošnje jesenske filmske šole je Daichi Saito. Gre za japonskega avtorja, ki deluje v Montrealu. Pri ustvarjanju uporablja različne formate, od osmičke preko šestnajstice do 35-milimetrskega formata. Zanimalo nas je, kakšne tehnike uporablja pri ustvarjanju svojih filmov.
Do you always tend to make something poetical and or aesthetical or beautiful?
Well, the question of beauty is like, that's like a very complicated question. But aesthetics, like, of course, it's very, very important for me. Like, it's really not the technique, but what the techniques produce, like, you know, certain types of imagery that I want to use. And often the kind of imagery I create requires very specific techniques that are not often used in mainstream cinema. So there's a lot of experimentation in that, like trying things out. And you don't know everything like from the beginning, see? So you have to try different things, different ways. And there's a lot of, in my case, the way I create is that there's a lot of trials and errors and experimentation. And because I developed my film myself, and you can control many, many aesthetic aspects of image by processing your own film by yourself, because if you send your exposed film to a lab will do standard processing. But since I do by myself, I can change many things. And I also mix my chemicals by myself, so I don't buy ready-made film processing chemicals. You know, I have chemical ingredients that I get, and then like, I mix them. And that, so I can change things, like, you know, I take out this ingredient because it creates certain imagery, increases contrast of the imagery, it shifts certain colors and change the temperature, etc. So, and these are all like, you know, you have to try to see the result. So like you have to do a lot of tests, and sometimes you find very interesting things like from mistakes or accidents. And then, like, you get surprised and, like, wow, like, you know, this I never expected. And then you want to use the image, and so you try again and try to, you know, replicate the imagery. And so there's a lot of experimentation, tests and, you know, stuff like that, yeah.
But with Peter, it's always very out there that his films are created in the dark room. Actually,
I happen to be one of those filmmakers like who work intensively in the dark room, like Peter. Mm. And so my process has a lot to do with like dark room work. But I also do other things too. And like, you know, I go out and like film normally, and then usually that footage becomes my material to work on. Mm. And then, you know, I do a lot of visual effects, and some of them are not related to darkroom. It's more like visual effects with using specific machines to reproduce images. It's called optical printer. Yeah, in old times, all the sci-fi movies with special effects, like Star Wars and stuff like that, were made with this machine. Yeah, same kind of machine. But nowadays, like, you know, like people use Final Cut, for example, and like change colors and stuff like that. But I like a manual aspect of work. I need to feel materiality of the medium I'm working with. So I like to do hands work.
Zadnji film v sklopu filmov Daichija Saita je bil Never a Foot Too Far Even, kjer smo lahko videli dvojno projekcijo. Saita smo prosili, da nam razloži, kaj to pomeni.
in the history of experimental cinema, there are many, you know, there's a long history of multiple projection, not only two, like, you know, three, four, etc., and often more performative live works. And there are many double projection films also in experimental cinema. Many of them are projected side by side, you know, and some of them are also superimposed like mine. And I was interested in doing double projection, superimposing two images in projection, not in creating effects, like when I make the image. I was interested in doing it in projection because when you have two lights hitting at the same spot and projecting two different images overlapping, it creates a certain specific effects on the more perceptual level that you cannot produce by just doing double exposure in the camera. That's partly because projectors are running at 24 frames per second, and when the projector is running and showing images, there's a shutter inside the projector and blocking light. And so that's how you can perceive moving images. So you're looking at, when you're looking at the projected image, you're also looking at shadows because the shadows block light. And then when, so that shutter is turning around inside the projector, and then there's another one doing the same thing, and those two shutters are matched, and it complicates the sort of the breathing of image. See, because when you see a film on film, half the time you're looking darkness, you don't perceive it, but the projector is constantly cutting light, so it creates certain rhythm in light. And then doing that with two projectors, like, it complicates that rhythm also. And it's not something like very obvious, but it creates certain effect when you see the image. And I like that effect. Yeah, so that was kind of part of the film aesthetics that I needed to make this film. So that's the reason why I use two projectors.
V izboru Saitovih filmov so bili predvajeni nekateri njegovi nemi filmi in drugi, v katerih komunicira z glasbo Malcolma Goldsteina. Zanimalo nas je, kako Saito razume razmerje med podobo in glasbo v filmu.
It happens often, like silent films, you know, people not used to silent films, and like they want to put some music, and so like, let's say like rave parties and that type of situation, I could put silent films and I could put music over it. And I personally don't like it, because when I make silent film, like, I intend the film to be silent. There are reasons why those films have to be silent. So if you put sound, it kind of destroys it, see? And also, I don't make works to... I don't make films to be put in parties and as a sort of wallpaper, you know, because I would like the viewers to focus their attentions to what's going on the screen, so it's not, you know, it's not decorative. Yeah, so but I know that, like, you know, people do that all the time, but yeah, because when I make sound films, like, it's, there's a clear intention of how sound relates to image, see? So it's not really a soundtrack per se. Like, both are important, and there's a subtle relationship between them to create something. So it doesn't, like, really work, like, showing films and then, like, you know, whatever music, you know, if you put whatever music and... It doesn't really work, at least for me, you see.
Z Dajčijem Sejtom smo se pogovarjali tudi o položaju eksperimentalnega filma v razmerju do drugih oblik filmskega ustvarjanja in o razmerju do drugih oblik umetnosti.
We have art films, the narrative art film. But is maybe this experimental film the real art of the film? Do you feel maybe like that?
I don't know. I think there are people who say that more like this type of cinema is like a purer in form, purer manifestation of cinema. But like for me, this is a kind of cinema, and like there are different types of cinema, and you know, storytelling films is one thing, you know, because that's something you can do with this medium for sure. See, I'm just not interested in doing that when I make my work, but I watch narrative films. I like that too. You know, there's a Hollywood type of movie with you know, a lot of money and etc., and that's also a kind of cinema. And so, you know, there are different ways to see what cinema can be. And but one thing I think is that what we call so-called experimental film is this area of cinema is often neglected, and when we talk about cinema, but that there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of things have been done, and many things that have been done in experimental cinema influenced mainstream cinema as well. For example, I showed some Stan Brakhage films in the other program, and Stan Brakhage has a huge influence on many Hollywood filmmakers, and they always steal things like from, you know, experimental film, avant-garde films, and so that happens too. See?
Yeah, but maybe that is in some way the purpose of the experimental film. You show what the media can do,
yeah,
and then okay, the industry yeah, collects it. But also the maybe not so commercially orientated
yeah,
narrative films also mm-hmm, use it, and it
yeah,
makes them
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, I think that one advantage could be disadvantage, but one advantage we have, like as an experimental filmmaker, is that we're not commercially oriented, so we're totally free to do whatever we want, and we can break rules, and you know, and that's fine, and like no one's hurt, like you know, and so it has it's a very rich area in cinema, which is like very large, and that's like very very exciting for me, and also I'm more interested. I'm less interested in cinema per se than other disciplines of art. I like painting, sculpture, music, also photography. So I tend to get inspiration from other things, other types of art. So I feel personally like a closer to those types of art than cinema itself, see? So sometimes I feel like I'm using this medium, but I'm kind of trying to do things that are closer to music or, you know, paintings, etc.
Eksperimentirali so Lynch za mešalno mizo, Mateja pred mikrofonom in Mirna pri obiskovanju in poročanju z letošnje jesenske filmske šole.